Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Zerwinski. On today's program, I'm joined by State Senator Jake Chapman. Jake, thank you as always for joining me.
Thank you, Joe. It's a pleasure.
So the current legislative session has at long last come to an end. So first of all, just take me through a bit of a recap of some of the important bills and topics that you went over this year.
Well, Joe, let me start off by saying I think these last 2 years have been historic. There's no question we have done more in the last 2 years than many legislatures before us. And we did some things that folks have been dreaming of for literally decades. And so I thought it was a very historic legislative session between last year and this year. This year, of course, we had some pretty large pieces of legislation ranging from the energy bill that came through my committee to tax reform to the heartbeat bill. Just a wide range of sweeping pieces of legislation. And we knew it was going to be a tough legislative session given some of these big topic items, but we worked through it and ultimately we went a little past our per diem when the per diem runs out. But I felt very strongly, as did my colleagues, that we needed to stay as long as it took to get the policy done that we set forth to accomplish. And we did that. And so I'm very proud of the last 2 years and look forward to next year as well.
All right. Now, the last thing that came down on the last day of the legislature this year was the tax reform bill. So we haven't had a chance to talk about that, you and I. So what are your feelings on the tax reform bill and how that looks?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I wish it had gone farther, but it is an incredible bill, really. There's two main objectives that I saw with doing tax reform. And one is to simplify our tax code. And the second to that is reducing tax burden on hardworking Iowans. And we accomplished both of those things. When this thing is fully implemented, we're going to go from 9 tax brackets down to 4. We're going to go from one of the highest income tax rates at 8.98% to about 6.5%. And this is a $2 billion, $2.5 billion that are going to go back into the pockets of hardworking Iowans. This first year, we're going to see about a 10% across the board cut for all Iowans. And there's a number of pieces in this that I felt were very important, including coupling with the federal government on 179. Those are depreciation schedules for capital expenditures. And over the next few years, we're going to get that up to $1 million. That's a huge deal for our farmers, for small business here in the state, and that's included in this bill as well. So I believe it accomplished a lot of what we had in mind in trying to create a simpler tax code and also putting money back into the pockets of Iowans. And so I'm very proud of what we were able to accomplish. I don't think the work is completely done there. I think we need to continue to strive to hold down state government in our expansion and making sure we're putting money back into the pockets of Iowans. I've long said, Joe, that we need to make sure that government is not growing at a faster rate than household incomes. We work for the people, and the people have a right to keep more of the money that they have earned. And so I'm very excited about our tax reform bill.
Now, you can't really talk about the tax reform bill without talking about something that's kind of related to that, and that's the budget. A lot of people have been concerned with the tax reform bill, how that's going to affect the budget since there was a deficit the last couple of years that you had to come up with. So how does the tax reform bill relate to the budget?
Yeah, so first and foremost, the states never run a deficit. We appropriate money based on projected revenues. And what we have seen the last couple of years is that the Revenue Estimating Conference, that board that estimates how much money we're going to collect, have been off. They've been wrong. We haven't collected as much as what was predicted, but we've always had an increase in revenue. So I think that's first very important that listeners understand that the state of Iowa continues to grow. And over the last 6 years I've been there, I think our budget's increased close to $1 billion. And so we're still seeing growth. It's just not as fast as what the projections had come in at. And so with this bill, I can tell you it's very responsible. We paid back all of the cash reserves. We're doing this 10% across the board cut, and projections show we're still going to have about $150 million of new money next year to spend as well. So I do believe at some point we need to be discussing how the REC, the Revenue Estimating Conference, how they come to these projections. In an ideal world, we would base our budget off of actual tax receipts from the previous year. But trying to get a year in advance, trying to make that transition, is very difficult. And ultimately, I believe we're going to have dynamic growth here in the state as well. There's a couple of ways we come up with the money. One is we're phasing out a lot of the tax credits. So we've heard from my colleagues on the other side of the aisle saying we need to get rid of these tax credits. Well, they voted against getting rid of the tax credits. They had an opportunity to vote to get rid of the tax credits. And then the debate, it was remarkable. The debate became, well, we can't get rid of this tax credit. We can't get rid of that tax credit. So it seems there's just a lot of rhetoric, whereas I do believe we should be getting rid of these tax credits. We should not be in the business of picking winners and losers, you know. And so let's get rid of the tax credits and let's create a tax climate that's fair and it will allow an environment for business to thrive. So that's what we've done. And so I'm excited about it.
All right. Well, one last thing that I wanted to ask you about here today, looking ahead to next year, obviously there's an election in between now and then, but what are you looking forward to for the 2019 legislative session?
2019, I think it's probably a little early to say what all we're going to be doing there, but I will tell you, I think one of the focuses that we should have is looking at how we can help fund local government without putting it on property taxpayers. How do we reduce property tax burdens here in the state? I've long felt that we have some significant issues with property tax and the way valuations are increasing. And so I hope everything, I've communicated that with my colleagues, that I hope everything's on the table and that we start having some serious conversations on how we curtail the growth of property tax while also still funding local government. So I think that will be hopefully a big ticket item for 2019, in my mind anyways.
All right. Well, State Senator Jake Chapman, anything else that you wanted to let our listeners know about today?
No, it was like I said, I think a historic session, and I'm just honored to be able to be down there and representing the 10th District.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, and we'll look forward to talking to you next year.
Thank you, Joe. Take care.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with State Senator Jake Chapman. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.